Record. Okay, this is Bob Devlin. It is 9:30, January 29th. I am sitting here with Roy Onetto, and we're going to learn a little bit about the history in Jackson. Okay. Well, Roy, the reason I'm here is I'm curious as what life was like back when the mine was operating, and also when the cyanide plant was operating.
I worked at the cyanide plant.
That's perfect, because I've never met anybody that's worked in the cyanide plant, and I go out there, and I see things that are there, and I have some pictures, which I'll show you too, but it's hard for me to figure out exactly what happened. I understand that the flow from the Kennedy mine went over the tailing wheels and ended up behind the flow of the tailings behind the impoundment dam.
Yeah.
And then somehow it got up into the ledge above where the cyanide plant was and eventually ended up over in the, right over there actually, in
the
little plateau, in the pile. So what I'm going to do is, first, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures from back then.
I helped install the slime plant.
Oh, you did. That's perfect.
Yeah, and then I got to operate it.
Well, actually, looks like the only thing I brought is the pictures of... Oh, here they are. Good. Okay. I'm going to show you first, not that you don't know what they looked like, but just because I wasn't there. Those are the tanks. Remember those tanks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the tank.
Okay. And I can still see, and I'll show you pictures of what's left there now.
Yeah.
And then here's an overall picture when the tanks are now over here. And here's after you guys had spread all the stuff out over there. And the dam is over on this side.
Way over here in the gulch.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll give you a start. You can hang on to those for the moment.
No, that's all right.
Okay, don't even. Okay.
That's all right.
So, anything you can tell me about what it was like then would be very helpful.
What do you want to know first about the Kennedy mine and the sand or the slime?
Actually, tell me everything. We've got some time. So I'm all ears. You talk and I'll listen.
Well, the mine went on before me, you know.
Right.
The Kennedy mine. Well, we'll start with the Kennedy mine. They had a mine. They had the mine up there. Of course, there was the Argonaut mine too, you know.
Right.
But we'll start with the Kennedy because that's
the one that got the tailings over here.
That's got the sand. But Kennedy mine went on and crushing gold, of course, you know.
Right.
And
do you remember? Were you here when they were the sound of the? So you remember the sound of the boom, boom, boom.
The stamps.
So the stamp mill. Okay, good.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, they wanted to start it with 120 stamps or more.
That's right. I think that's right. At least 100.
Yeah, at least 100. So, yeah, I was down there. No, I wasn't down there. I was on the ranch. This house was down there, in the front. And that's where my grandfather was.
Oh. Did your grandfather work at the mines?
Yeah.
Wow. What was his name?
Percy.
Percy, okay.
Dyke.
Oh, so he was Percy Tyke.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I married one of his daughters.
Oh, okay. And now you live on a street.
Yeah, I live down there by the street. And then when I married his daughter, I moved up here. I moved the house up there. I didn't move the house, but I had it moved from a man in Sacramento.
Do you remember what year that was? Around?
That was about somewhere in the 49.
Okay. Just so I'm going to say this in the recorder, we're at 638A North Main. but we're actually on Tyke Road, which is right below where the sand was deposited after the cyanide plant did its process. So we're actually sitting right below now where everything was done. I just want to tell the recorder that.
Oh, okay. So, let's see, it was down there, and I moved the house up here.
So how did they move the house?
Oh, well, I went to Sacramento. I forgot the guy's name, or I'd tell you.
Well, he probably's not around anymore, anyway.
Yeah, I think his boys were.
Oh, okay. But did they have big...
My daughter could tell you.
Okay, so they had trucks there, or what they...
They come up, I went down and tell them I want to move the house. Well, they come up and look at it, the big boss. Okay, said we'll be up such and such a day. And they come up with trucks with 12 by 12.
Okay.
About, oh, I believe they were 20 feet long or more. More, maybe. I think they had two or three, whatever, two or three. And I had to clean around the house, all the siding, because it had short boards.
Now, where was the house located before?
Right down there.
On North Main.
Those two pine trees down there, right in there.
Okay.
They moved it up here after they all died. And remodeled the whole thing. Lowered the ceiling, wallboarded, because they had no wallboard in those days.
Sure.
They had, what they call that? Paper stuff. They put,
there was plaster.
No, plaster.
Before plaster.
Yeah, before plaster was that.
Like wallpaper kind of thing?
It's wallpaper, but it had something out before the wallpaper. That it had a little bit of that screen, like a mesh.
Oh, okay.
Cloth mesh,
okay.
And then the paper.
Okay.
Glue the paper. That was it.
Okay, they glued the paper onto the mesh.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that was it. I tore all that stuff out and put wallboard and lowered that. Then I put, what you call on the bottom there, particle board.
Oh, this is probably now in the 50s or something?
Well, yeah, that was about in the 50s when I put particle board. And then I put a rug on it and got it all in shape. And that's the way it looks today.
Yeah. Looks great.
Yeah.
Got a great view there, Roy.
Yeah. I just seen a big balloon come down there about a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Come down right there.
Really?
That thing was about 100 feet high and about, I don't know, half a mile wide.
Wow.
It's big.
I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, yeah. There was four of them came in.
Really?
One landed right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyhow.
So let's go back to the days that the first...
Mine?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Where were you born?
On a ranch.
Which ranch?
Oneida Ranch.
On the Oneida Ranch.
Up about 5 miles from there. 5 miles out of Jackson.
Okay, there... I know there's... I think there, at least now there's more than one Oneida Ranch.
Christ, yeah.
Yeah. So it's... It was like up 49 or
88.
Okay, I'm sorry, I meant 88. Okay, so you were born in here, and so you went to grade school?
Yeah.
Here too? Which grade school?
Up about a mile from that, Middle Fork School.
Middle Fork School, okay. And did you go to high school here?
Yes.
That was probably
Jackson High.
Jackson High, okay.
Right across over there, you can see it.
So, is there anybody still around that you went to school with?
Oh, well, I come right offhand. I can't remember unless you tell me the name.
Okay. How old are you?
I'd be 99 in March the 3rd.
I don't think there's many people probably still around from your days at the school, but...
Well, I know a girl that is.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, particularly for a guy...
Not
many guys live to be 99. I want to be like you when I'm 99, Roy. Your mind is clear. You mean you're?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I forget it. I forget pretty easy.
Roy, so do I.
I forget pretty easy.
And
you just tell me something, and I can forget it maybe in 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Well, I think I'm on my way already there.
Yeah.
I'm 30 years younger than you are.
No.
Okay, so then you went to Jackson High School. Did you, were you aware of the mine activity?
At that time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were running that time.
I guess you were hearing the sounds anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever, when you were in high school, go up in the Kennedy Mine and look at it and stuff, or do you remember that?
Well, let's see. We used to go up and see it, but not too much. My wife went up there with me one time.
Oh, she did. Okay.
While her father was engineer. First he was a oiler.
Okay.
Then they put him in as an engineer. He used to run the skip.
Really? Wow. So this was Percy type?
Yep.
Okay. So he ran the skip. Okay.
Yeah, at last he ran the skip. He was an oiler first.
Okay. So did you ever work at the Kennedy Mine or the Argonaut Mine? Or
when I got out of high school, I went up. Things were kind of bad. And I went up and asked them at the Argonaut.
Okay.
I went to that and I'm looking for a job. I was a young kid then. He looked at me kind of funny, you know. Well, if you want to go underground, they just told me. No, I said, I don't want to go underground. I said, I want a job on top. Right now, we don't have any. I took off. What else are you going to do?
You know, if you had taken a job underground, you wouldn't be here now.
Nah, I'd have that silicosis.
That's right. Yeah, you were very smart, Roy.
then I didn't go no more. Stayed on the ranch and stuff like that.
Okay, so you've been a rancher. You've been a rancher most of your life?
Yeah.
Okay, is this beef cows?
No, a little bit of everything. We used to log.
Oh, you logged, okay.
We used to log for the mine.
Oh, okay. Did you go up country?
Yeah, we had two or three ranches up country.
Okay.
They used to cut logs and haul them to the mine.
They used a lot of timber, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were in high school and then back on the ranch, I'm trying to think time-wise, let's see, it would have been 1933. So I'm trying to think, did you have cars then in say 33?
A few, kind of scarce though.
Okay. When is the first time you remember having your own car or truck?
Oh, Model T.
Well, you had the Model T, okay.
Yeah, check, 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 check. Me and my uncle used to tear them apart and rebuild them.
Oh, you did. Okay. I guess they were a little simpler back then.
Oh, yeah, they were simple. You could take them apart easy.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't much then.
So when you were hauling the logs, was that in trucks or did you have horses or?
We had horses and trucks.
Horses and trucks.
But they didn't haul the logs. They skid the logs.
They skid the logs onto?
Onto, say, to a landing. And then we put two skids on the truck like that.
Okay. So they came down here by truck.
Yeah.
Once you got them on the land.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. So
they went to the Kennedy and the Argonaut Mine.
So when the cyanide plant started up over here, did you apply for a job then?
Yeah.
And that was still owned by the Kennedy.
Yeah, but then another company bought it. It was owned by the company, but there was a guy that bought the Sinbad plant.
Before it was in operation or after it was in operation?
What do you mean?
When the cyanide plant started, was it owned by the Kennedy Mine and Milling Company, or was it owned by somebody else? When they first started up, when they put the big tanks there, wasn't the Kennedy Mine the one who put the tanks there originally?
No.
Oh, is that right?
This guy here put the tanks up.
Oh, so...
His name was Coleman.
Coleman, okay.
Coleman.
That's very helpful. I just thought it was the Kennedy Mine and Milling Company...
Well, they called it that, but he bought that land and they put the tanks on it, and then that everything belonged to him.
Okay.
Everything belonged to him.
Okay. And he bought the land and everything.
They bought the sand there. Yeah.
Okay. So, how did they get the sand from behind the impoundment dam up to the cyanide plant? How'd they get it up there? They pumped it up. I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, they pumped it up.
So what kind of pumps did they have? Electric pumps?
Yeah, electric pumps. Yeah, they had electric pumps.
Okay. Thank you, Roy. I didn't...
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking I can see, you know, that once it got up there, they did all this stuff to it, but I... was looking down at the dam ferry, and how'd they get it up there? So they had pumps.
Yeah.
Was it pretty liquid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll come up in liquid.
Okay. So when they got the pump to stand up, then what'd they do?
They pumped it up. They had a classifier up there. The sand went one way, the slime went the other way.
So the classifier separated the slime from the sand.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Okay. Call it a classifier. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. You are being a big help here, Roy. So that's the first. Now, I'm going to do is show you some pictures of what's up there now. And we're going to try and figure out what went where, if we can.
Well, you can tell me. I know.
Oh, but I don't.
I just want...
Okay. This is the toughest picture to see, but this is looking up the hill, and I think this is where all the tanks were. But I think that each tank sat behind that enclosure. You see... I'm sorry. I shouldn't show you that one yet. Let me show you. Okay. See this thing right here? This sits in front of each of these little concrete. So I think the tank sat in front of those.
On top of them.
On top of them. That's right. On top of this, and this, the, whatever, what do we call it? This, when the sand went through the cyanide plant, it must have traveled down these, the, underneath all these tanks.
Yeah.
I see all these tunnels.
Yeah, and the tunnel going this way?
Yeah.
And that thing on top?
Yes.
And the tank on top of that.
Yes. Here's what I can see. This is looking down into the tunnels now. And I can see those are there. This is like an intersection of tunnels going this way and then going that way. So I'm guessing that the sand was pumped up then into something and it just started flowing into the tanks. Is that correct? Underground.
No, not underground.
Underground.
No. That's no underground. It flowed out underground.
Okay, so when it first got up on the ledge,
yeah,
ridge, and you say the classifier separated it.
Right.
So the slime went one direction.
Sand went that way.
Okay.
Slime went this way. The classifier was like that.
Okay.
And it had rickers.
And what you want to do is to get rid of...
The sand.
You want to get rid of the sand? You want to...
Well, they got rid of the sand, but that was a different company. That was a Kennedy company. This guy here, Slime, was Coleman, I told you.
Okay. So Coleman wanted the slot.
Yeah, because there was hardly no more sand. There was a little, but the Kennedy didn't care. They still gave it to the Kennedy.
Okay, so the Kennedy...
There was no more sand, really.
So the Kennedy got the sand.
Yeah.
And Coleman got the slot.
Now you got it.
Okay. So, what
he bought that separate. I'm pretty sure he bought that separate.
Okay.
Coleman.
And what he wanted to do then was to find gold in the slime.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how did the cyanide work? When was the cyanide introduced into the slime? I mean, how did that, was that like in the tanks?
Yeah, you had a mixer, the solution they made.
Okay.
They made a solution, and they had to pump so much in there. We had a sample. We get a sample every once in a while. A sample. The sample was too high, was too much cyanide. If it was too low, then we had a valve. You turn a little more or a little less, and it was mixed with the solution, cyanide.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was all done.
All of an operation.
But didn't, I mean, you have a whole bunch of tanks. Did the
six. Only had six.
Six tanks. Okay. Now, here's my question. Did the same slime flow through all the tanks, or just some of the tanks, or just one of the tanks? How did that work?
You had a separate, the slime came in all the tanks, but we had them separated.
Okay.
Until we get them all full. But they wouldn't come all full because it's coming out of the bottom here too at the same time. Coming in and coming out.
Okay.
When it was coming out, it was going down another place in the filter plant.
Okay, so the filter plant was where it went after
the tanks were
the tanks.
After the tanks were full.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to research the filter plant because I don't know how that worked. But that must have been in down the hill.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the last bottom on there.
Okay.
Down the bottom. But it came on the pipes and they all come down there.
So that was the filter plant like a big reservoir or big, what was it made out of?
Well, I'll tell you the start of it. They built a big tank, square tank. I forget what it was now. But anyway, it was big. I think it was 4 feet deep.
Okay.
And then was
it open? Or is there a cover over it?
Well, it was all open. That's all there was to it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then I think there was an axle on it. And a big drum. I mean, a big drum. About high as that house. Half of the drum was in a tank, I'm going to tell you.
Hmm.
You find out what I'm doing?
Okay.
And it was sitting like this.
Okay.
You know, there's a big filter, I should say. It's a spool.
It's like a paddle? Or?
No. Let's see how I can describe it. Well, a big round circle.
Okay.
Canvas.
Okay.
Sitting half in that tank, I'm telling you.
Oh, and it filtered through it?
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
It had a compressor.
Okay.
And the compressor was hooked up to that. That was kind of airtight, you know, with a canvas all around it. And a thing had turned.
Okay.
Right now it's going sucking. We blow that scum off the tank.
Okay.
Off the roller, I should say. Of that canvas roller, And there was a big gutter there made out of, metal. When it blew out, it dropped in that metal, and there's a big force of water here shooting out, and it's shooting right out.
So it's trying to shoot out the slime that doesn't have the gold in it? The gold, is the gold falling?
Yeah, the gold is falling in there.
Okay. They don't like to eliminate the crap on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
And is it blowing it towards this direction?
No, it was blowing it this way. The way I get it.
But looking out here, okay, with the filter plant there, and we're here, is it blowing this direction? Out towards where it's going to end up?
No, it's going to blow that way.
Okay.
And then, when it pulls in that Wichicom, it pumps it up to the filtration plant.
Okay.
They filter it up there. And up there went the slime and all, went in little bags like this, and it's set in some more drums, I should say.
Okay.
In some drums. And that was separated from the gold, from the gold and all the mud. They get the gold out of that way. It went through another process up there.
Is that because the gold then, because it's heavier, falls to the bottom? Is that the principle there? Or was it screening that screened it out? I mean, how did it actually do the separating?
Well, just like I tell you, it went through these bags up there, and the bags went
through the bags. It was like canvas bags?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were about that big and about that big around. And there was a whole bunch in this little tank again. The tank was about 4 feet by 3 feet. Okay. But there was a bunch of them in there. I forget how many there was in, but that went through another guy. I don't know, went through a different, went through the same company. But another guy operated it.
Okay.
In other words, I can't tell you too much about it.
Okay, because you didn't work on that.
I didn't work on that.
Okay.
It went up to another place.
What did you do there?
I worked on the top, on the tanks.
Okay. So you were watching
the mud go in the tank.
Okay.
Filling them up. And so the mud wouldn't go out. You had to put Wichicom lime. Lime make that thing set.
Oh, you added lime.
Oh yeah,
we lime to the slime.
We added lime into the tanks.
The tanks, okay.
While they were filling up, that makes the slime set and the water flow out.
Okay.
And the slime went down into the filter plant, but the water floated out.
Floated out.
That's weight.
So where'd the water go?
We used it again.
Oh, you did. So you recycled it back to...
Go down, pump the slime.
Wow.
Go down, pump the slime, back up, go down, bun, and hey, keep it going.
So they must have put up electric poles or something to get electricity there for the pumps. Do you remember was there electricity coming in from a certain direction, or do you remember that at all?
Oh, yeah, we had electricity on the tank,
okay.
On the catwalk.
Do you remember where the electricity came from? I mean, did it come this direction? You might not even have cared back then.
Well, electricity came in there, yeah. I don't know where it came from.
You must have used a lot of power to run those pumps.
Oh, we only had one pump.
Just to pump them down there, and then, well, you still had to stir them.
And then we had to pump to stir them.
Right.
That wasn't very much of a pump.
Well, it wasn't. Okay.
Oh, no. They just went. Slow.
Oh, so okay. So it's it wouldn't take them too much power going that slow.
No. But there we had power.
When they separated the sand and the slime, how thick was the slime? Was it pretty watery still then?
Sometimes it come pretty damn thick. Sometimes, now that's a good question. It's you or me or who would ever go down on that monitor. You just go fool around and there's all water. But you'll be a good man down on that pump and you just dig in that son of a bitch. You get a lot of mud, it'll be pretty damn heavy. It just depends how you want it to work.
I see.
On the monitor. There's a big monitor there.
I see.
Down in there.
So the monitor would shoot it into the tanks then?
Nope.
Or just into the trough? Or
into the slime.
Oh, the monitor just had water in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't shooting the slime out, just water. So you were breaking up the slime.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it go down and it kept going down. There's a big pump down there. Not very big. It was pretty good. And that pump would pump it up to me up under the tank.
Okay.
I had 6 tanks up there.
Okay.
If it had sand, the classifier.
I see.
Separate the sand going that way, the slime going this way.
Okay.
It depends what how you hit the sand up. There wasn't too much sand because the Kennedy got the sand before that, way before that. But then when this guy bought it, they agreed they'd take the sand and he'd take the slime.
So why did the Kennedy want the sand?
Well, they got some gold out of it too.
Okay, so they got the sand because they knew how to process sand because that's basically what they did there was they crushed the rock.
Yeah, when they crushed the rock.
I see. And so Coleman took the slime because he knew there was some gold in the slime.
Yeah,
as well.
He studied that. See, he knew how to get the gold out of the slime, so he bought the slime. That's how it went.
I'll have to look up Coleman. You don't remember his first name, do you?
No, I don't.
Must have been a bright guy, huh?
Tall, slim guy.
Tall, slim.
He had a house up there, too. He had a house.
Where?
Up above. When you start climbing, you go, it's all pretty level over there. Then all of a sudden you go like that.
Yeah. Towards where we now have the tailing wheels? Over that direction?
No. Well, going that way, but there's a road that goes pretty all around there, you know.
Right.
Halfway up the hill.
So he lived on this property then?
Yeah.
Ah, it'd be kind of fun to find it, see if I can find any evidence of his house.
Well, I don't know if the house is there anymore. I don't go up that way no more. Well, I can't walk.
Yeah.
So, but he had a house there. One night, I was eating lunch. He had a little cubby hole, you know. A little, so, you know, to stay in at night. We didn't stay in it. You had to move around. Because this water is coming all the time, you know. So he comes around and looks around. The bell was ringing. I left it ring a little bit because the bell got stuck. And where it was going around on the bottom, the slime got pretty thick.
Mm.
And it rang the bell. Well, when it rings the bell, you're supposed to turn that big wheel and you're supposed to raise the rakes. Well, I left it run a little bit and I guess he didn't like it. It kept him from sleeping, and I was sitting down eating. He opened the door by cubbyhole. He didn't say nothing. Because I got to eat too.
Yeah.
So he didn't say nothing. Can you fix that bell? I said, the wheel is up on top. Can't raise it no more. Well, can you stop it from ringing? Yes, sir, I said. I grabbed a piece of paper and stuck it underneath the bell.
Oh. Well, what caused, how did the bell know to ring? What caused the bell to ring? I mean, was that electrical thing that?
Yeah, the bell, electric still. And I guess it was hooked onto the rakes. You know the rakes at the bottom? That, like I told you, they keep turning slow.
Okay. So if they start turning too hard?
Yeah. Sets it off.
Oh, wow. That's pretty sophisticated.
And we raised it. Like I told you, I just told you, we raised that big wheel. We had a wheel there so we could raise the rake, I told you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've seen a picture of kind of the wheel you're talking about. Did you talk about the wheel inside the tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the rakes were in the tank. The wheel was up on top.
Oh, that's right. Up on, okay.
No, yeah.
Okay.
The rakes were in the bottom.
Right, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. And we raised it all right. We raised it, but that's all you could do. Now you got to go down.
I see.
And you can't go down because the bell is ringing. So what you do, put some mud in the filter. Draw the son of a bitch out. Then it'll get loose. That's how you quit it.
I see.
You get it?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
When you got through with the tank, through with the filtering, okay, so you filtered out, and then at some point, you're sending the stuff over this direction because you're through with it.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get it over? How did it get to this wide plateau, which we now look as a flat area? How did it get there? Did it just flow?
Up here?
Yeah.
How did it get on the air?
Yes.
Well, it's stubbed of water, liquid water.
Okay, but then it's water, it just flowed right on down.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all liquid. It's all water and mud. That's all it is. And how you get it all around here, you make launders. You get me?
You make a what?
Launders.
What's a launder?
Put two boards together, nail them in the bottom.
Oh, okay.
You got me?
Yep.
And put them up. Keep going, you know. Make them 16 feet long.
Okay.
All right. Put them in there.
Okay.
All right, they're up in the air.
Okay.
Drill a hole in the bottom there. Every 4 or 5 feet or wherever you want to dump it.
I see. So
you get it?
How did you keep the boards up?
Put two sticks in the sand.
Oh, okay.
Two by four like that.
Oh.
Put them up as high as you want them.
That's
the higher you put them, the
higher you direct it. Okay.
You can go any place you want them.
I see. Okay. You've answered a lot of my questions, Roy.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know, you know.
You drill a hole in the launder there. If you want sand here, I'm going to drill a hole there. If I want a hole over there, I'm going to drill a hole over there. When you get full, put a plug in it.
So, when all the water with a little bit of slime or
something,
now, did the water just absorb into the ground, or did it flow off anywhere?
No, it make a pond. That's what I'm telling you right now. Keep the edges all high, and you had a pond.
So you had a pond here, which is now all dried up.
Oh, it's all dried
up. So that was actually a pond.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it was a pond. A horse got stuck in there and died.
Who?
A horse.
A horse got stuck? Okay.
Yeah.
So it was actually pretty deep then.
Oh, Christ, yeah. That right there used to, before the Wichita got some sand there, it was 50 feet high.
Wow.
Right here.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So they started by making this big berm all the way around it.
Yeah, you make your own berm.
Okay.
Because the hill went up like this too, you know.
Going what direction?
Up.
That direction, okay.
Kind of like that. So all you had to do is build around there.
I see.
Because over where the tank there, there's a big berm like that too. All the way up.
Right, that's already there.
Yeah,
right.
It's already there.
Yeah. Okay, so you basically had to build, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So, and that was done before you start putting stuff in it.
No. Do it at the same time.
Oh, you just built it up as you were putting
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. As you start the plant, you put these lunders up. As soon as the sand comes around.
So you created with the initial...
Create your ridge. Create it. Of course, sometime we had a man here with a shovel. He put a little bit of sand on this side. The sand right away runs this way. And you're making a hill.
Once in a while
it used to break because when you first start it might go that way.
If you're smart enough,
whoever builds these would put them over here instead of the edge over here. You put them on the edge over here, the water's going to go that way. So you got a sand pile here. If you put the thing right here, they're going to go that way. You put it over here, well, the pile is here, the water's going to go that way. And the sand is going to go that way.
I see. So there was a little bit of an art to figuring out.
Oh, yeah.
Wonders. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. So what I'm looking at here, which now looks like a pretty flat area, it really goes down, you say 50 feet?
Right here, yeah. Before they took some out of there. Calaveras Cement Plant took some out of there.
Right, okay.
But that was 50 feet deep.
Well, here's my question. It seems to me that if the county took the sand and Coleman took the slime, that would be mostly slime there. Is that correct? But
no.
The Calaveras, they were looking for sand.
Yeah.
So it still had to be quite a bit of sand in there, no?
Oh, yeah, there was some. There was some. But the way I got it figured out, I might be wrong, but I don't think so. Slime floats further than sand.
Okay.
That's what I got it. So the sand set way back.
Oh.
And the slime was down here where the culverts are.
Oh.
You seen the culverts?
The culverts?
No, not here. Way back up there in the gulch. The dam, the reservoir.
Yes, right. Gotcha.
Well, the slime would come further.
Okay.
Sand is heavy. Slime is light. It's nothing but water. So what's going to stop first?
Okay.
So they got the sand first, and Coleman got the slime, which stayed there. That's how that worked. You get me?
Oh, I see. You're talking about at the original pond, they knew where the sand and the slime was, and
yeah. So
they would...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How did they get the sand back to the Kennedy? Or did they? Did the Kennedy process the sand here, or did they send it back?
They processed here.
Huh?
They processed here.
Oh, they processed it. So they had a separate processing thing here with the sand. The Kennedy.
Well, the Kennedy processed a different way, I think. I wasn't there when they processed.
Okay, so we don't... You don't know if they... They would have if they're going to take it back to the Kennedy mine. They would have had to take it back over the wheels the other direction.
Oh yeah, no.
They didn't do that.
No, they processed there.
Okay, so somewhere here they had a processing operation for the sand.
Not that I can remember. Not that I can remember.
So how did they or did they process the sand?
Yeah, they processed the sand.
Of course, by then they could have taken it by truck.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. They might have took it by truck, see? That I don't know.
Okay.
That.
Because they had that whole operation over there where they were, testing and
yeah.
And they had their own little slime plant.
I think they had their own.
Yeah, okay.
They might have trucked it out. They might have trucked that out.
Okay.
But I can't remember any... how they took it out.
Okay.
I think they trucked that out because they never had no plant that they...
Okay.
Not that I can remember, okay. No.
Well, that would make sense. By then, trucking it out would make sense because
yeah.
It isn't that far.
Yeah.
And... they were already set up there to process.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So, but my question is, if the Kennedy took the sand back and Coleman was processing the slime, what you would think would be primarily here left over would just be slime, not sand, right?
Yeah, it's all mixed up.
So Coleman still had a lot of sand in the slime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because Calaveras Cement wouldn't have taken it unless it was a lot of sand in there.
Well, let me tell you something. They didn't get very much.
Oh, is that right?
Didn't work.
Oh, this is news. I did not know that.
They come here and they trucked it over there. And they tried it. I don't know what happened, but they stopped taking it.
Maybe there was too much slime in it.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think there was too much slime in it.
Yeah.
But, they took some, but not too much. No. Somehow it didn't work. Might have been too much slime in it. It won't make cement.
I see. So they probably would have taken too much work for them to get rid of all
yeah.
the slime. And okay. We've been concerned about any toxics, particularly arsenic,
yeah.
in the area over there. And they've done a tremendous number of tests.
Yeah.
And they've actually found that, except for a few they call hot spots, it's not any different than the rest of the land around here in terms of arsenic. And all the cyanide is gone. They can't find any traces of cyanide. They can't find any traces of mercury.
No mercury?
And mercury's gone. And
now,
you don't want to drink the water in the pond, but other than that, it appears that it's not any different there than it is almost anywhere in this area walking around.
I think that's a bunch of baloney.
You do?
Yeah, you put something in my head, Don. I think that's a bunch of baloney because they want to do something with that.
Well, this is actually, the people are doing the testing.
Who's doing the testing?
It's called the Department of Toxic Substance Control. It's the state of California. And they're fine with whatever that they discover. Because if they discover that there's arsenic, then they can do more studies. So they don't have much of an incentive to say there isn't. So what's interesting, though, is, you know, well, we're concerned about the first few inches. Because we'd like to do is be able to walk around there and feel that we're safe. But, you know, so we can test the ground, the earth there, and see how much arsenic's in there. And we've done a whole bunch of tests all the way around. Now, surprisingly, there is, the worst spots are not here at the tailings area or even the pond or the cyanide plant, but further away down towards the wheels, actually this side of the wheels, there's a couple of hot spots where there's a lot of arsenic. And we can't figure out what could have possibly been going on down there that would have caused that. And maybe it's just, you know, we're in an area where arsenic gets spread around. We don't know. And I don't know how you would know either. You can't see the stuff.
Well, they tested right over there.
Yes.
Was you there?
I wasn't there, but I've seen the test results.
Huh?
I've seen the test results.
Yeah, it's over there.
And they were surprised that there wasn't that much there.
Yeah,
there's some. There's some everywhere.
They went right over there. They tested. I went over.
Oh, you watched them?
I went over and asked them.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah, we've had a lot of people, a lot of tests have been made.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to make sure it's safe for people to walk there. Because it's a beautiful piece of land.
Oh, yeah. Nice land.
And, you know, people like to go walking on trails and things like that, and it's good exercise. And
yeah.
So that's kind of what we're looking at, but we have to make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
The reason I'm involved is I just fell in love with the land.
Oh.
I mean, it's just beautiful there.
Oh,
I'm just trying to be able to share it with other people if it's safe.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my, and I was involved with the Kennedy Mine in saving it for, you know, because when Sybil Arata died.
Yeah.
Did you ever know Sybil Arata?
Yeah.
Yeah. When she died, we didn't know what to do with the Kennedy Mine property. So that's kind of where I got involved. And now it's preserved. So now it's just going to be their...
Preserved land.
Yeah. You know, huh?
Preserved land.
That's preserved land.
Yeah.
So, it's a, in the Argonaut, we just don't know about the Argonaut yet. It's still in private hands, and, you know, one time they were going to develop it, and that fell apart. So
that's
all things that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get to preserve that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty nice up there, too, on top of the hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
All interesting. And
I think they I think they dumped their sand on the hill there too, didn't they?
Yeah, they had their own junk, and the law changed where you had to impound your tailings. Well, they wouldn't have done it. You know, that's the only reason it came over here is the law said that if they were going to keep looking for gold, they had to store it somewhere.
Yeah.
And they could. They used to send it right down the rivers.
Yeah, they did. They used to do it here too.
Yes. So
that's why they build those bulkheads. Bulkheads, but the dam.
That's right. That's the whole purpose for
that's
it.
That's the whole purpose. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess they had a little money to spend, didn't they?
Yeah, in those days, yeah, they. I guess they did. I mean, they built all that up, so it showed they had some money.
Yeah. Do you remember how much you got paid when you worked at the cyanide plant?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Well, don't write it too much now.
Okay.
First, they put two guys on the tanks.
Okay.
That was six guys. We were on three shifts.
Okay.
Well, we ran for, I don't know, two years or so. No, that was too much. We ran for a little while. I can't remember. They found out that was too many guys. We weren't doing our job. One guy wasn't doing our job. It was too many guys. So they cut one off. So there's only one guy for three shifts. No, one guy and three shifts on each shift.
Okay.
One guy on each shift that we ran three shifts, night and day.
So you were by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we got $3.50, then we got $4.
Okay.
I think that's how it was.
Was that pretty good money back in those days?
Well, yeah, that was pretty good. I guess that's about normal, I guess.
Was Coleman your direct boss, or was there somebody between you and Coleman who ran the operation there?
Yeah. There's another guy.
Remember his name?
I know his first name. I forgot it. Bill Hildebrand.
Okay.
He was a straw boss.
Straw boss, okay.
Well, he was the boss to run the plant after that. But he was still under the big guy, Coleman.
Okay.
Coleman was head boss.
Well, I guess if Coleman lived there in a house, then he was pretty involved in everything that was going on.
Oh, yeah, he was the main boss. Yeah, he was the main boss.
One of these days, what I'd like to do is, when the weather gets better and warms up, is to get you in my truck and drive up there and have you point out to me things that you remember. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah, I'd go up there with you.
It's a little wet there now.
I don't think you'd make it up to it. Especially up the hill.
Yeah, I've got four-wheel drive, but I don't want to risk it.
Four-wheel drive might make it.
Yeah, but I'm going to be gone next month, but I'll be back in March. So I'll talk to Tico.
Yeah.
Tico, by the way, has been just a wonderful person to know. When I first came here back in the 1970s, I would go to the recorder's office.
Yeah.
She was so helpful.
Oh, she's pretty good.
She's good. And she now helps my wife. My wife goes over there. She does marriages. And she knows the same thing about Tico I said. Just a wonderful person.
Oh, so
you did something right.
Yeah, she does pretty right. She does. Yeah. She does it right.
Well, you must have been a good father, Roy, because you did good by her.
Well, I told her to go there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went to work when she got out of school. Of course, she went to college in Sacramento. Hills.
Oh.
She went down at Iona. She couldn't find a job here, dude. They were hard to find. Told her to go down there at that clay plant. Gladys McBean.
Gladys McBean, okay.
You remember that?
I do.
They made clay pots and stuff like that. Well, she got a job down there. And they send her, first they send her over here, Dione, to check on that wax plant.
Okay.
Send her over there and get some samples and this and that. And she went, and they wanted her to go with her car. Well, she kind of didn't like that because she wasn't making money neither, you know. Traveling the car, no gas. So she didn't mind for a while, and then finally she kind of told him, well, I want more money or something because it's just driving back and forth. Well, that's not fair neither.
Right.
For the same wages, you know. So they gave her a raise, and then she stopped going over. They gave her a raise. Then the goddamn plant kind of went haywire. It stopped.
Oh.
Well, they had to lay her off.
Huh.
Well, she come home and she said, well, Dad, they laid me off. Why don't you go up to the recorder's office? I said, that guy's quitting up there, old Sutton. You remember Sutton?
What was his first name?
Anthony.
Anthony Sutton. I remember the name.
He was a recorder.
Okay.
Well, he was a dirty bastard. Let
really?
Me tell you that.
Huh.
You know what he did to her?
No.
He made her write her resignation when he quit.
Really?
Yeah. You're damn right.
Wow.
Yeah, when he quit, because she applied for it. I told her, you go apply for recording office. He was the guy that was running then, see? So he wanted to quit, and I told her, you go up there, you get a job. Which Anthony Sutton is going to quit, I said. Because I knew he was going to quit. So she went up there. He gave her a dirty time.
Wow.
That's a dirty time. And I told him to his face, when he came to me up at the ranch and buy some vegetable, I threw it right to his face.
Huh.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah, well, good for you. She's a wonderful woman.
She's good.
Yeah, yeah. And she loves taking care of you.
Well, she's good, man. Yeah.
Well, Roy, thank you so much. You've been just a wealth of information.
Oh, that thing, I worked there 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. I didn't get that. Okay. Well, you know.
Until the war started, I had to go to war.
Oh, you went into the service?
So,
yeah. That's World War II we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put 3 years, 3 months, and 13 days.
Wow.
In the Army.
Yeah,
I had to go in the Army. Well, it closed down anyhow, though.
Yeah.
I'll admit it, the plant closed down, and, yeah.
Well, they pretty much processed all the ore that was
behind it. Yeah, there's a little bit there, I see, but
there
could have been a little more, but I guess it didn't. I don't know. I can see a little bit. This over in the kind of down in here like that.
Do you remember when you first started how high the sediment was behind the impoundment dam?
Oh, up pretty high.
Was pretty high, like just a few feet below the top?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It was full.
It was full.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was full.
Yeah. Well, they sure emptied it now. It's a very interesting sight because now you can see the whole dam because they've taken all that out.
Yeah.
Or you took it out.
Yeah, we took it out. Yeah. They had to drill a hole through there in the wintertime. The damn thing fill up. Did you see the hole?
The hole, yeah, behind the impoundment dam?
Yeah. There's a hole in there.
And that was to get the water out?
The damn dam. In the wintertime, it fill up. They couldn't get the more slime.
Oh.
Had to drill a hole in there on this end.
So where did the hole go?
Through the dam.
Oh, through underneath the dam?
No. Up about, I forget how high it is now. On this end of the dam. They put a big hole in there.
Oh.
So they won't fill up no more.
So what happened to the stuff going through the hole?
Oh, no. They kept it down all the time. They pumped it out, pumped the slime. All it went through was clear water.
Oh, okay.
In the wintertime.
Oh, I see. Right above the level of the slime, they put the hole so the water would run and not go over the top. Okay.
Oh, they put a hole in there so the water won't fill up.
I see.
Then you could pump the water. You couldn't get no more slime.
I see.
You can't get no more slime. You've got water there all summer, no winter. So they put a hole in there, and it always kept it down that level.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Is that after you had initially taken some of the slime?
Yeah, we took
you had dropped it down a little bit?
Yeah, put the hole in?
Okay. So the hole was then, because to keep the water on top from just building up.
Yeah.
So you're not working in a lake.
Then. You're not working in a lake. You're working the slime.
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll look for that hole. I haven't really looked that carefully for
well,
it.
Well,
so.
The way you can see it better is kind of walk around the road here, just past the dam a little bit, and look back.
Okay.
There's a hole.
Well, now I'll know why it's there.
Oh, yeah. They had to put a hole. Hell, it was filled up with water, then we couldn't get no more slime.
Do you remember how they drilled the hole? Was this like a big drill?
They had a big drill.
Huh.
I think in those days, I think they had a barkle. You ever heard of a barkle?
No, what's a barkle?
You run by battery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the waterworks had one here.
Huh.
At first. Grand Boys had a barkle.
Huh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think they borrowed it from him, if I remember right. I think they borrowed it from him, and they said it's good use. Because those days, you know, there wasn't much, how you call it? Electric drill or air drill? Air drill. But they ran by what? Electricity?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, they had air compressors.
Yeah.
But I think that was powered by electricity.
No, I think it was by gas. I think they had a compressor, and you run it by gasoline, and it would pump...
By gasoline, okay.
Yeah, pump gasoline.
Well, many, particularly for portable ones, that they would use gasoline. I think with the Kennedy Mine, with those compressors, they may have had them electric.
Oh, yeah, I think so up there.
Yeah, because they had a lot of power there.
Okay. But I think they used the barkle, and they drilled it.
Okay.
You see a big hole in there.
Okay, I'll look for that hole and think of you, Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Roy, thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to...
I think we were getting three and a half. I think we were getting three, something like that. Three and a half with two guys. Then they gave us 50 cents raise or something like that. And I had to work by yourself.
Wow.
All right.
Probably pretty hard work. How long your shift was? An 8-hour shift?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 till 3:30, I think. And then from 3:30 to 11, then from 11 to 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
One time I had to shut it down.
Why'd you have to shut it down?
I had to shut it down.
Why was that?
Stop running. Snow.
Oh, snow.
Oh, yeah. It snowed here so bad, I had to shut it down. Everything was quitting.
Just freezing up, I guess, huh?
No. Water.
Oh.
Water and electricity don't go together.
Oh, I see. The snow was getting in the electrical part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to shut her down one night.
Did you get in trouble because of that?
Well, I called in. You want to get it going? I said, you got to get the electrician. I don't know nothing about electricians. So they called Smitty. His name was Smitty. He come out. Don't touch nothing, he said. I had gumboots on. I always wore gumboots. It was kind of wet and rainy, you know, in the wintertime. I wore gumboots. Don't touch nothing because everything is short-circuited. Don't touch it on me, he says. We're going to shut everything down. He was an electrician.
Okay.
We're going to shut everything down. Okay. I'll shut her down. So I pressed the button for the pump man down there to pump it up. So I had to shut the flow of water coming up. Because those are the guys down in the dam. They're pumping up. So I rung the bell. Beep! That means shut her off. Uh-huh. Beep beep means to start her up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we had signals. One guy, he hated to go back. Oh, Christ. I gave him two bells to start, or whatever it was, one or two, I forget. He said, do you have to start him up? I said, you'll do what I do, what I tell you to do. I want these tanks full all the time. I'm not going to get my ass chewed off for you. I said, you want to go home? Go home. I told him that. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do, because I want those tanks full if I can fill them during my shift. If I can't, the other guy's got to fill them.
Okay.
Oh, every once in a while he'd give me a bad time.
So there was always a guy down there doing the pumps while you were up? Oh, two guys. Three guys. Three guys down there doing the pumps, pumping it up, and then just you on top?
I'm up on the tank.
Yeah.
They're down in the hole, in the mud. One guy run the pump. Two guys run the monitor. I release you. You relieve me. You pump a while, I pump a while.
I see. That's probably pretty tough work down there, I would imagine. Nice cold.
No! Well, cold, far as cold, I would say yeah. Far as cold and rain, I'd say yeah. But far as hard work, that monitor was about 10 or 12 feet long. And it was on a stand. All you had to do is...
just move it a little bit? Oh, okay.
And it knocked you over, man.
Huh.
It had a hell of a fort.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh! Christ, yes. And it was up to them to put the mud up there, to me, to do this. If they do that, I get a lot of mud, boy.
I see.
The more they do that, boy, that mud is coming black as ace of spades. If they just...
I see. So the harder they worked, the easier it was for you. Now, how did you get the water there to the monitor? Was that a little trench? I see a little trench on the other side.
No.
No?
That I think you're talking about the overflow.
Well, no, but there's a ditch on the other side. On the other side of the pond that works its way around. Is that where the water came in, or did it come in from somewhere else?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
The water for the monitor, where did it come from?
I think that was fresh water. I think that was fresh water.
From where?
The waterworks.
Okay.
I think that would come from the waterworks.
That would make sense. Because you used probably quite a bit of water, and you had to get...
Yeah, I think
the water... had to start higher to get the pressure for the monitors.
Yeah. I think
they just worked gravity, right? Were they just gravity monitors?
No.
Or they were also electric, or...?
It might have been... I don't know about that now. You kind of got me. I think that was fresh water.
Okay, well...
Unless they had a pump on it.
Yeah, they could have. If again, depending upon how high it started, you can build up quite a bit of pressure with gravity.
It might have had a pump on it. I don't know how that...
Okay.
I don't know how... I know they had a monitor. Whether they had a pump on that, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't expect you to know everything, Roy.
Well,
you know a lot.
Well, I did know quite a bit.
Yes. Well, you still know quite a bit. So I'm so happy to be able to
get to that. But I worked there, till I went in the Army.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'm going to be able to take you up there and we can talk some more.
Okay.
Because you've got, I'm sure once you get there too, you'll remember things just because you're there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they had a big, not a big one, but they had a nice big house there for a line. You ought to see that right on the road there.
The
line tank.
Okay, a lime tank. Okay, on the road that's up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you and I go up there, then you can point out where things were.
Oh, yeah.
I can just guess now, but if I can get you up there, that's going to be a really easy way of doing it. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to turn the recorder off.
Okay.
I can remember how to do this now.
Well, I helped them build the plant, even.